This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Saturday, recording this women's golf special episode on Saturday, September 20th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you for taking time out of your busy weekend to check out this podcast, which, of course, focuses on all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Saturday afternoon. And, of course, what's going on right now is the Schooner Fall Classic. That is where the K-State women's golf team are at right now. So when this comes out tonight, that's right, you're going to get two episodes today. Yep, sitting here recording this right now. I may or may not be traveling out of town tomorrow morning. So, we'll see about that, but knowing me, I'm a spur of a moment kind of type of person, and talking to one of my dear friends on this morning's run, taking it from my friend, that's why sometimes you don't plan. So, depending on what EG3 is feeling tomorrow morning, we'll see, but I'm definitely leaning towards going out of town just for the morning that day. But anyways, for this podcast, you're going to get two episodes. So one of them should be already out. And then by the time this comes out, day one of the Schooner Fall Classic down in, if I can pull up my tab, and that is not where we're not, this team ain't in Manhattan. This team is right now currently in Norman, Oklahoma for the Schooner Fall Classic. That should have gave it away right there. The Schooner Fall Classic. We have recapped this in the past. And, of course, K-State women's golf coming off their opening invitational, finishing into the top five at a Sam Houston invitational not too far long ago. So, as far as this goes, again, reminder, when this goes up, day one will be already completed. So, and, of course, we will recap that at some point, probably at some point tomorrow, along with a postcast of women's volleyball coming off an upset win against North Carolina last night. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Right now, women's sports right now is the way to go right now, and it should be. As far as K-State's concerned right now, because football's not getting it done. Nope. Not getting that. Well, outside of men's golf, yeah, football, the money maker right now, this is the way it is right now. Of course, the football team currently on a bye week here, and they're going to be coming back next week, next Saturday, to Manhattan, Kansas, back at home, Manhattan, Kansas, as they look, they need to get right. They need to get right for real against UCF, but that is next week. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week leading up to it, because a lot of action next week for across the board for K-State Athletics, and that will be thrown in with the Schooner for the women's golf team, obviously, and Coach Stubert ahead of the Schooner Fall Classic. We are looking forward to the Schooner. It is a great event and gives our ladies the opportunity to test themselves against some of the best teams in the country. This is head coach Stu Burke, head coach of the women's golf team at Kansas State. Quote, we will face a different challenge from what we saw last week in Texas on a much tougher course where par will definitely be our friend. Excuse me. We have a good week of practice and preparation, and it is nice to return to a tournament that we have competed in before. As always, it will be about getting off to a good start and trying to build momentum throughout the event. End quote. So hopefully, when this comes out tonight, it'll be probably during more likely the Florida-Miami game. Yep, gotta sit through that. Hopefully, no five interceptions by DJ Lagway. But anyways, the women's golf team, again, stiff competition here. And this, again, I believe it runs. I talked about this on the weekend preview of the show. I'll double check that. But anyways, yes. So, I believe this goes through Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. But I'll double check that. I know I talked about this on the weekend show yesterday. Again, that's up there now. Go check it out as well. But anyways, they're going to be going up against the likes of, speaking of Florida teams, Florida State. Let me see here. Arkansas State, Georgia, Iowa State, Houston. Obviously, you're going to go against the home team, Oklahoma. OSU, Oklahoma State, Oral Roberts, Texas State, TCU, Virginia Tech, Wisconsin, Tulsa, Tulane, and speaking of UCF, they too will be in the Schooner Fall Classic here for the next couple of days there as well. And the scoring lineup here to keep our eyes on throughout the next few days will, again, this has gone young a little bit, obviously. Starting with a senior, Noah Van Beek, and then she's surrounded by a couple of freshmen, a couple of sophomores. Obviously, one of those were highlighted on K-State Online this week. That in the person of transfer Kelsey Chen. And the number one on the list to lead the Sam Houston charge. That person is Nanami Nakashima. The sophomore duo there. And of course, you have your freshman Staley Fields and Keen Fista Padawan. Man, I'm getting better saying that. So at least that's close enough anyways, there as well. And Burt talked about this lineup going in this weekend and into next week. Quote, I'm looking forward to watching our two freshmen in the lineup. And this is Coach Burt saying that. It is a young team, but one that has good experience as two of our players are returning to this event. And our transfer, Kelsey, is playing some nice golf right now, end quote. And Kelsey Chan, again, those of you not everydayers, we talked about Kelsey Chan once he made the announcement to transfer to K-State, and we're pretty good at some transfers now. Woo! As Carla Bernat, we asked that, the legend, K-Stater, there as well. Carla Bernat, obviously a K-State star, now alum, legend, at Kansas State, now doing some other things now, obviously, but Chen focusing on the current state of this team right now. For to remind people, Kelsey Chen, we'll just highlight her for this episode here in the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Chen transferred from Georgia Southern, Sam Golden Invitational, where she was tied for 8th in individual leaderboard at a 7-under par 209, which featured a final round total of 3-under par 69, and it was only her second top 10 finish of her career. So this lineup is young, surrounding the senior Noah Van Beek, who's been in this program ever since she was a freshman. We've covered her, Noah Van Beek, since that one. We started this podcast way back when, and I believe she was a freshman. So Noah Van Beek, we followed the journey of Noah Van Beek and Chelsea. Kelsey Chen. I will look to continue to build on what she put down in the Sam Golden Invitational in the opening meet for this women's golf team. So we'll keep track of it throughout the weekend and going into next week then as well. So the women's golf team doing work right now, currently at the Schooner Fall Classic down in Norman, Oklahoma. The Purple Project Podcast. I cannot speak in this episode. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available daily. Yes, sir, daily. Wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, whether that is Spotify, iTunes, Google, you know the drill there. Also, bonus coverage on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is GRIER number 3 EDDIDS Podcast. Again, that is GRIER the number 3 EDDIDS Podcast for more bonus coverage of your Kansas State Wildcats. Yes, sir. And we'll be back over there. Alex will be back over there next week as we'll get ready for the UCF Golden Knights again in Manhattan, as K-State will need. They need something to get them jump-started. We'll see the UCF's to call next weekend in the course. Tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Golf episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. We'll be keeping track of the women's golf team throughout the weekend. Go, Cats.